Exciting episode today, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because Daddy's not here.
What do you mean?
Basically, we have two producers.
We have,
we have two producers who you've probably heard us reference. We've got Connor. We've got Connor, who is very much...
He's laissez-faire, isn't he?
He's stepdad.
Connor will turn up with, you know, a flake of cornflake in his beard, a stain on his trousers, and the grease of last night's kebab dripping from his mouth. And Sam will turn up in a suit.
Yeah,
and that's the difference.
Yeah, we've got Connor and Sam as our two producers. Connor, they're both a lot of fun. I absolutely love both of them. Both brilliant at what they do. Connor, yeah, as you say, the more laid back one. Sam, a bit more professional.
Yeah, I'd say so.
There's no dig on Connor. I prefer the unprofessional stuff. But Sam isn't here today, which is sad. It is sad.
It's very sad.
He's away. He's away having a lovely time in Canada, I believe.
Yeah.
So if you want to rob his house. but today it's just Connor, and it does feel like it's like when you get a supply teacher at school, isn't it?
Well, honestly, every time he leaves the room, I look at you and go, let's go crazy! here we go! We do whatever we want.
We were out last night, weren't we? We were a few drinks in, and that would be the point where Sam would normally be, come on, lads, let's wind it in. We got two episodes to record tomorrow. Let's take it easy. And, you know, the sensible man.
Yeah.
Very much the Arsene Wenger of managers. But with Connor, it went, we were three or four in, going, oh, sort of getting into this. And he went, yeah, a few more, it'd be a great night. Oh. Very much more of a Brian Clough.
More than that, I saw him turn around the corner with three pints in either hand, his top off, and a very mysterious liquid pouring out of his nipples. I don't know what that was.
We've got a really, really exciting guest on today.
Oh my gosh. This is a man with class, comedy, and most importantly, charm. You're going to be seeing him on the telly very soon, I think.
I mean, that's massive, isn't it?
It's massive, isn't it? To be involved in Britain's Got Talent,
It's Joseph Charm.
You'll see him, I'm sure you will have seen him on Instagram, TikTok, you'll be seeing him on TV soon, but you should also see him trying, if you can, see him live doing stand-up. He's brilliant, and I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, do you think he's going to be a good quizzer?
He's got the air of someone who knows a bit about everything,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's got that air of sort of like a man of the world, so I think he'd be a good addition to the quiz team.
Should we go and meet him?
Let's go and meet him. Joining our pub quiz team this week is a comedian and actor who really does have it all, including a bucket load of charm. It's Joseph Charm!
Yeah, welcome to the pod, welcome to the pod.
Joseph, I do you know what? I thought Joseph Charm was a stage name.
No, I wish I could take credit for it, but it's...
What a blessing to be born with the most slick, gorgeous name. Joseph Charm, yeah. Yes please.
Yeah. There's definitely a correlation, isn't there, between having a good name and being successful.
Like,
I think you see that in football as well.
I'm not doing a good job.
It's weird that you haven't had that many pop stars called Dinesh Patel.
Yeah.
Why? Do you feel that your name's helped you?
To get jobs, probably, yeah. Not sure they knew who was turning up, to be honest.
Joseph, you are one of my favourite online comedians. You're a great stand-up. I mean, thank you for finding the time to come and join us with the pod. But how are you finding time to do anything at the moment? It's a busy time for you.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. It's an exciting time. But genuinely, I was saying earlier, like, this is one of those things. I only do things with people that I genuinely rock with. Like I genuinely love everything that you lot do. Like, genuinely locked in. And so when I got a call up, it's an important call up there.
This is Anfield. Bringing your family. Reaction videos.
Yeah.
Tears. Tell him a grandma that we called up to the pub. Breaking down across the quiz
spot. Like, I made it, this is it.
Pub quiz spot announcement.
Forget everything I've done in my whole life. Forget my kids, forget my wife. I'm here at a pub quiz spot.
Man, a bit too much now.
Sorry. Yeah, I'll be in trouble later. But in all honesty, like, yeah, man, it's really exciting time. Like, as you guys already know, I quit my job last May to just kind of pursue this dream.
What were you doing before comedy?
So I was an account director, man. So I was like selling apprenticeship programs to like large organizations and
account
stuff.
Director. It was fun. It's a very different thing, isn't it? When someone says, yeah, you know, I I quit working 3 days a week in a cafe.
To make the leap.
Joseph, you quit what? Yeah. You had director in the job title. God damn it, what are you doing?
No, 100%. This is the one time I wish my parents weren't so supportive. I wish they went full stereotypical African and said, what are you doing?
You're the one guy without these stereotypical ethnic parents, like, I want to be a comedian. Well, go and do it.
Yeah, but was like, oh,
thank God you don't want to be a doctor. Would have been disappointed.
Precisely. Yeah, I'm happy for you.
In your very busy life, Joseph, I'm sure you don't, but maybe you do have time for quizzing in your life. Do you go to pub quizzes? Do you like watching quiz shows on TV?
So, I do quiz shows on TV occasionally, like The Chase, stuff like that, sort of stuff. Not too hardcore, but you know, I bet on myself usually on general knowledge. I'm all right, you know what I mean? I'm like quite quick on that. In terms of actually going out to pub quizzes, it's hard to get a pass with two kids these days. So,
how old are your kids?
5 and 3. So
really
we're in the trenches.
Pass.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of hard. I'm not going to do bedtime tonight. Just off to a pub quiz.
You're not just reasoning with your other half. You're actually reasoning with these children who can speak now as well.
And equally, when it is like you've got a note to yourself, you're not going to spunk it on a pub quiz. Like,
you know what I mean?
So we love pub quizzes.
Lovely use of spunk it as well.
But I've taken part in my fair few, you know, like work competitions, all of that stuff, and like I've always been like I'm around the winning teams and stuff.
Yeah, around them. What's that next to them?
Wow, gosh.
So, what are the sorts of subjects that, like, if you are doing a quiz, you're like, that's my thing. I know I'm going to be getting those ones.
Oh, sports. I'm pretty good with mainly football. Let me narrow that down a bit further. Arsenal.
Yeah, sure.
Which is rocky times at the minute, to be honest.
Great.
It could be really great this season, or it could be the worst year of my life, you know.
We don't often get football chat on this podcast, do we? But I like it when we do, because I'm a bit of a football fan. Jake, you'd say you're a bit more of a novice,
you're right. Liam's a proper football fan, to the point where he actually supports Bath City.
Fair.
We always joke that, like, most men can bond over what team, then they start talking. He actually, they'll go, what team? He said Bath City. They're like, you've actually ruined that.
We had one chat about football before on this podcast. We had like a football question come up. Jake got involved and he went, oh, it's a bit like the Caribou Cup.
Oh no.
Caribou. Sounds like a racial slur. That's what it sounds like.
Joseph, do you have an interesting fact for us?
Yes.
I do have an interesting fact for you.
My favourite time of the pod.
I do quite like this. I've got two.
Let's hear them both.
Anne Hathaway is married to a doppelganger of William Shakespeare, if you will. And you can go and look this up. Like, her husband, current husband, looks like William Shakespeare. Now, here's where it gets weird. Yeah. William Shakespeare was married to a woman called Anne Hathaway.
Of course.
And then it gets weirder.
Yeah.
400 years after their kind of wedding anniversary, exactly 400 years, Anne Hathaway was born.
Joseph, come on, mate.
I hope it does look like Shakespeare.
He's led so hard in with them. You've got to listen.
This is it.
He looks so much like William Shakespeare.
I thought it was him.
I'm so into this.
Is this guy with slightly long curly hair?
Wait. Google William Shakespeare.
Oh, I don't need to Google.
And put a picture of her husband next to him. Because it's side by side, and then you're going to change the attitude. I'll bet you any money.
Someone's done a side by side.
There you go. There's a side by side.
Someone's done a side by side. And actually, they've taken the hair away to just focus on the facial features. And there is a slight resemblance.
Stop it.
What's funny, Joseph, is that genuinely, if you'd have told me Anne Hathaway, the actress, and Anne Hathaway, Shakespeare's wife, died exactly 400 years apart, I'd have been like, that's crazy.
That's pretty good.
But this weird, like, shoehorned lookalike has made me think, this is ridiculous.
It adds to it.
Can't wait to hear the second fact.
Yeah, no pressure on the second one. Second one's just light. It's light. It's not too heavy. It's light. But Pina Colada song, you're familiar with it?
Yeah.
If you like Pina Colada.
Great song. Getting Caught in the Rain. Do you know what that song's
didn't
actually
want to
about?
Sing the next bit. And Getting Caught in the Rain, I don't sing on podcasts. Speak to my agent. It's not on the contract.
Yeah, exactly. Can't commit.
I've never heard anyone make the Pina Colada song Cool. Getting Caught in the Rain.
I'm the fucking loser that was like, really rep up. If you like Pina, I went fucking full energy. A Pina Colada!
Almost joined you.
Joseph, and Getting Caught in the Rain. Next up, we've got.
So, we're aware of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Do you know what the song's actually about?
No idea.
So no one ever knows, right?
I thought it was about a bloke putting an ad in the paper.
So basically, this is he puts an ad. He's tired of his lady. It's the first verse. Tired of his lady. Puts out an ad. Pina coladas. Goes on this whole rant about it. Sets up to meet this woman, right? Because he was tired of his lady. So he's stepping out.
Oh yeah, terrible. Right? Yeah.
Naughty boy. And guess what happens?
What?
It's his wife.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this
and the
is
final
what?
Verse is I never knew you liked pina coladas. He was right next to her the whole time.
Joseph, I'm gonna say that I've listened to that song before and that's very apparent from the lyrics.
he had no idea.
It's not a song, that is more just directing what it means. There is no metaphor, there's no hidden meaning, there's no subtlety, there's no double entendre. It is so direct. The lyric goes, she walked in the place, it was my own lovely lady.
Yeah.
It literally spells it out.
But who knew?
Everyone!
Jake had no idea!
So I had no idea!
Jake was like, oh my god!
Well, I'm imagining Joseph with like a magnifying glass going through the lyrics being like, I think if you read between the lines here, you can realise.
I had pictures and string on a wall, brother!
Honestly, there is no subtlety to that song.
Which fact do we want to go for then? I suppose the Anne Hathaway one.
I didn't think it would be Anne Hathaway, but yeah, we're going to have to go back.
Anne Hathaway is the fact we want to go for. Joseph, we like to ask our guest to come up with the team name for us. The three of us are forming the team. We're going to take on this quiz. What should we be called and tell us why?
Fourth Time's a Charm.
Gorgeous. Oh,
lovely.
Gorgeous bit of poetry.
Fourth Time's a Charm. Also a little double entendre. I was the fourth born kid.
Were you really?
So I was the fourth born.
Yeah.
So fourth time's a charm.
Brilliant team name. I'm very excited for this. So Liam, who is our quiz from? As you may or may not know, Joseph, we always get a real pub quiz sent in from a UK quiz master. Liam, who have we got today?
So today it is Mark who does his quiz at the Phoenix in Raynham, Essex. And his quiz is every other Tuesday at 8 p.m. Classic thing of every other one. We don't know if that's this Tuesday or next Tuesday. So turn up on Tuesday. If it's not there, it'll be
next week. So he's an Essex boy.
An Essex, yeah.
I don't want to... Well, look, we never know anything about our quiz masters. Nice. So you can only work with what you get given.
Yeah.
He's an Essex boy. Is he going to be into TOWIE? I don't know. Is he going to be sort of
a geezer?
Is he going to be a geezer?
Yeah.
A little bit. But he may surprise us. Let's have a look at our first
round.
Before
we begin,
yes, mate.
Can I just ask, have you got full marks before on this?
Never.
Let's go.
I mean, Joseph, that is such a huge and wonderful line in the sand to draw. But my gosh,
I love this. You could be the Arsenal 045.
Is that the invisible?
There we go. This is it, and it's for fourth and for fifth.
Look at that.
0405 season.
Oh my gosh!
Arsenal went unbeaten. We got an Arsenal fan on the 4th of the 5th. And this is the first guest who's ever gone, I want to, from the get-go, said, I want to be the unbeaten. I want to go unbeaten. Wow. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Let's do it. Round 1, general knowledge.
Okay.
Question 1. Who is the only woman to have won an Academy Award before going on to become a royal consort?
I think I know this one.
Go on.
Do you know this one?
Oh, no, I don't actually.
I think it's the actress Grace Kelly. I feel that she was then involved with royalty to some extent.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Also known from the Mika song. I want to be like Grace Kelly.
I'm quickly realising I'm going to be a passenger on this journey.
No,
not at all.
You are everything. I think Grace Kelly, look, we never know with these things, but just feels I'm like give it a go. Honestly, like, that was just a hunch.
Feels like uni all over again.
What did you do at uni?
People doing work, and I'm just like showing up for the presentation. Like, I contributed.
What was your uni course?
Business.
Business.
Of course, and it was.
You showed
up. Stereotypical, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, well, you study business.
You were just there playing Pina Colada, going, wait for the twist. Wait for the twist.
Like, oh, I was playing it to everybody in all the form room. Come in, guys, come in.
Question number two.
According to the AA, what may have cost UK drivers as much as £500 million in repairs in 2023?
Fucking hell. Okay, ooh. This really is general knowledge.
I think they might cover tyres, puncture tyres.
It'd have
from
to
potholes.
Be.
Do you drive?
I do, but I drive an electric car.
God, it's saving the world and gorgeous, guys, aren't you? Gosh, I'm the only one. I've never had a driving lesson.
Have you not got a driver's license?
No, I know. I'm 31 years old.
What are you doing?
I had one. My mum took me out when I was about 17. She took me out to try and like have one like sort of just, you know, I'll teach you how to. And we went to this car park and we were driving around. And then the police came, they knocked on the door and rolled the window down and said, right, you two, are you dogging?
Oh my God.
And I said, excuse me, what? He said, right, are you not dogging? And I said, that's my mum. He said, sorry, we have reports of people dogging. And then we heard a noise, we looked around.
There was
a Jeep with two people shagging. He said, right, I've got to deal with this, but are you driving? Have you got a learner's license for him?
Just wait though.
Honestly, he's got a hand on one side. He said, have you got a learner's license for this and insured? And she said, no. And he said, right, what? And he could see him dealing with the lesser of two evils. Right, I've got to deal with these doggers, but you should not be letting him drive without insurance. Now get out of there. And we got out of there.
That drive home must have been extremely awful.
I know, we had to park up to do a bit of dogging. Just to chill out. But honestly, it was.
I didn't realise dogging was illegal.
Hey?
I didn't realise dogging wasn't illegal.
You sounds like a partaker. Oh my God, I didn't...
I didn't realise it was a criminal.
Where were the police when this occurred?
Do you remember there's a YouTube clip of the guy who gets interviewed outside of a chicken shop?
And he's I didn't know dogging was illegal.
So according to the AA, look, we don't know, do we? I mean, Joseph was so hard in on like, have you ever got a 15 out of 15? Because we're going to do it today.
I was going to say
putting wrong petrol, the wrong fuel in.
Ooh.
Let's go with
Wrong fuel.
Tyres.
Oh, okay.
I reckon tyres, man.
Pop tyres, broken. Because I think what it could be, I think a bit of a hot topic in recent years with drivers is potholes, isn't it?
Yeah. That's so true.
Potholes is an issue.
Potholes have cost the drivers £500 million in repairs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think a combination of tyres.
And equally, I could see it being a bloke from Essex who's genuinely a bit peeved off by potholes.
Yes!
And he's wanting to make a point.
I'd be pretty annoyed about potholes.
I'd be up for going potholes if you are, Joseph.
Yeah, potholes.
Let's do it. Question number three. What topping would you have on a quattro fromage pizza?
Loads of fucking cheese.
Four
types of cheese.
Loads of cheese. Liam, you strike me as the sort of person that doesn't tolerate lactose.
Completely the opposite.
What's the opposite? I really tolerate it.
Yeah. I'll have a four cheese pizza and you're a very fussy eater, aren't you, Jake?
No, absolutely.
You are. You've admitted yourself before.
Are you lactose intolerant?
No, I'll tolerate lactose. The problem with me is that I just love all the shit that's bad for you, man.
Mate, you don't eat crusts.
My favourite.
Oh no. You're not.
You buy
fine.
A sandwich and
are
it's
you
crusts.
Serious?
I don't eat crusts, yeah.
Oh, you're such a child,
I don't
bro.
Eat crusts.
Dude, I'm not a fussy eater, but I don't eat crust.
I'm not a fussy eater, but I don't mess around with the crust. I just want.
Do you know what? So this is. Do you know what? It was only like up until last year. This is really embarrassing, actually. Only last year, I was standing in my kitchen, preparing my kids' sandwiches, and I was like, "Make sure you eat the crust because it's good for you." And then I stopped, and for the first time in over 31 years, maybe 25 or whatever years, and realised. That it's all just bread. And my
mate, this
parents,
is a very similar vibe to a pina colada.
And my parents legit convinced me to eat my crusts because it's good for me.
Yeah. It's so true.
Yeah.
It's just bread.
It's just more bread.
It's just more bread.
Yeah. If anything, actually, lay off more bread, have more filling, and then you're consuming less non-complex carbohydrates.
That's insane how judgmental I was. It was legit. It was like a real moment where I just stood looking at my son and I was just like,
You've got to look at the older generation and ask, like, why were they so fixated on everyone eating their crusts? Like, why was
we're
it...
We're judging Jake for cutting his crusts off. Why?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, well...
It's just bread.
Why were the older generation so fixated? Like, no, you have to eat that. Question four. Which notorious Chicago gangster was jailed for tax evasion in 1931?
This isn't general knowledge, is it? This is hardcore.
Yeah.
This is hardcore. This is 30s
gangster
knowledge.
This
is like, yeah, like, this is 1930s. Yeah. You're just walking around the street thinking about the 1930s. what a G.
I know the one from 1930s.
Mark, this isn't fair, Mark. I need you to know this isn't fair. This is good, but not fair.
I feel really embarrassed to say I know the answer.
Do you know what, Mark? In that case, we take it back. Thank you.
Honestly, I had a flashback to being at school and like question being asked, and then like the cool kids being like, imagine if someone knew this, you'd have to be such a loser to know this. And I'm like, excuse me, sir, I think it's Al Capone.
Oh.
And they come to get him tonight. Yeah, it's Al Capone.
Oh, was he from Chicago?
He was from Chicago, yeah. It was because the business card he used to give out to people was Al Capone Furniture Maker.
Oh.
And then they were able to basically say, you don't make furniture. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, I
believe it's Al Capone. Question five. The splat can be found where? On a chair, on a bed, or in a chest of drawers?
I think we could be on for a 5 out of 5 if we get this.
We could, if I could understand what the fuck the question means.
A splat.
The only thing that's coming to mind is, you know when you sit on a chair and it's got like a slightly inbuilt cushiony bit? Yeah. In fact, I'm sitting on one
that's
now.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Sometimes you can push them out from underneath.
I wondered if that is called the splat. That's the only thing. I mean, I have no idea what it would be in a chest of drawers. On a bed, maybe.
A bed. A splat. There's a few elements.
I don't think there'd be a splat on a bed.
Are you quite a whiz at flat pack furniture?
I'm all right.
In your bed making experience, splat you've not seen.
I haven't seen splats.
Have you had to make any chests of drawers?
I have.
Do you see splat on the instructions on that?
That I can remember. It would be a chair. I feel like
I have the same thought of you did about the thing,
the cushiony
the cushion
bit in the bottom
that you can push out,
that you sit on.
Put the splat in.
Feels like a splat. God, it's, you know what? It's an interesting thing because I feel like we're same age, aren't we? Similar age?
Yeah, similar. Yeah.
But there's just something about being a dad. You just instantly gain all this other knowledge. You can do flat pack. You can do you have these instant reactions of being able to catch children jumping off beds.
Yeah.
Did you feel suddenly sort of wiser the moment you had kids?
No, I felt dumber. I felt dumber, bro. Like, I felt like I lost a few. Like, I don't know, man. Kids are special, man. They show you all the ugly parts of yourself, is what I'd say, in the most poetic way. Like, it's the best and worst thing I've ever done in my life. I always say that. It's the
and
best
and Joseph's partner's
thing.
Listening to this. It's the best thing he's ever done in his life.
Yeah, precisely. And like, this is terrible. Whose idea was this? I'm just
going to... worst. Worst.
No, but genuinely, like, it's just like, it's so hard, but so fun. And like, kids are the only people that you would accept to be completely terrorized by without being able to do anything back, like getting pushed in the head, my son's foot's in my face, and you're just like, can you just stop belittling me, please? And you just kind of let it happen. But you do it because you love them so much.
Yeah.
And so it's like beautiful but really annoying. Yeah, and they're so spoiled these days, bro. This is my son, right? We took him Lion King in the theater, right?
Amazing.
Took him for his birthday. Right, huge. It was perfect. It was wonderful. After that, took him Build-A-Bear. After that, we took him soft play. We took him to like a few
dream
different
day
places.
Out for
dream
a kid.
Day
yeah.
out. This little sod. Then, as we're walking out, we haven't even fully left the building. Looks at me and goes, "Well, what's next?"
Oh wow!
Oh my God! I could have lost my mind. I went ballistic in my head. I was just like, you know, like Inside Out, the red anger, like just steaming out of my head. I was just thinking, bro,
just pulled you up. That is incredible.
I just gave you 2 years worth of experiences
in one day,
bro. And you're looking at me and saying, "What are we doing next?" Before you've even walked out with a teddy bear, I almost snatched it back. I'm going to snatch the teddy back, would have tossed it in there and said, "Throw it in the bin. We're starting this all over again. He doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it." Honestly, but they just, that's what they are.
The more you give them, the more they expect.
They're just like, yeah, what's next? And it's like, bro, I go to cinema like once a year, bro. Like a family.
Because of you. Because of you.
Bro, I don't get to do pub quizzes anymore.
Family holidays, a trip to Waitrose, like for me, like back in the day. You're talking about what's next after you just come out of the theatre, bro. You better just. Reset.
The Build-A-Bear.
Just reset.
There is no next.
You better reset.
You know how many years I wanted a Build-A-Bear, bro.
But this, this is the dad wisdom we need on this pod, man. So general knowledge now, Joseph.
We want to be invincible. We want the invincible season.
So we need 5 out of 5.
It's more than the fifth. I mean, it's never happened to us before.
It's never happened before.
We're lucky to get 5 out of 5 in one round.
Right. How confident are you after that first round that we've hit 5 out of 5?
I lost confidence after the first question.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but we never know how these things go. We're still in it. We're in it until we find out.
Let's find out. So the only woman to have won an Academy Award before going on to become a royal consort. Jake, you said Grace Kelly.
I had a hunch.
Is Grace Kelly?
Is it really? Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Come on, let's go.
Now, this one I really wasn't confident on. I don't think any of us knew. According to the AA, what may have cost UK drivers as much as £500 million in repairs? The answer is potholes.
Get in! Yes! Come on! Now we're talking.
The confidence is back, boys.
It's
2 minutes.
This one we were a bit more confident on. What topping would you have on quattro formaggi pizza?
Four cheeses.
The notorious Chicago gangster who was jailed for tax evasion. Jake, well done. It is Al Capone.
Boys, we've only gone and done it.
Well, hang on. This was a 1 in 3. The splat can be found where? A chair, bed, or chest of drawers? We went chair. The answer is, it's the upright in the centre of the back of the chair.
Yes! Yay!
Joseph, you are one of the
5 for 5, mate.
5 for 5. Come on, we're
you are one of the first people we've ever been on a team with where we've got 5 out of 5 in the first round. I'm not sure if it's ever happened.
I don't think that's, but I'm so invested in this invincible season.
I have a feeling about it. The feeling is a buzz.
You know, 2014-15 when Leicester were going. It feels like that, doesn't it?
This is so funny hanging out with two football fans because, like, in my mind, like, obviously it's never going to happen. But you guys have been on so many sort of like journeys of like maybe, just maybe. You've got the Delulu version of the situation.
Yeah, you're right.
Anything can happen, you know? 90 minutes is a long time.
In comes a question we have no idea about.
Round 2 is the sport round.
Okay. Oh, well, this is Joseph's one of your things, right?
Mate, if we can get another 5 out of 5 here, then we are in for one hell of a final round.
Okay. I think I'd only buckle
it's never happened
cricket,
before.
I think.
It's never happened before.
Were you good at sport growing up?
Yeah, I was. I'm pretty much like Vince from Recess. Like, a token black guy in like a lot of schools and stuff like that, but... Yeah.
So football, you are going to know everything on this sports round. Are there any gaps in your sports knowledge?
I'd say cricket is probably the area that, like, I'm aware of the game and stuff.
Perfect.
That's what I was angling for, to be honest with you. I was like, oh my god, are you good at cricket? Which one of us is going to know about cricket? No, I'm joking. Who on this table?
The problem with like Indians love cricket. They just do. Like, there's nothing. There's no reason to shy away from it. But there are problems with that, though. My old Indian grandparents, because they love cricket, they think like basically most black British people are. He's West Indian. Everyone's West Indies. West Indian.
But do you know why else that is, though, as well? Because remember, you got Windrush.
Yes.
So a lot of the people that came over to the UK back then would have been West Indian or from, you know, the Caribbean countries, Jamaica, like Barbados.
But isn't West Indian, it's only a term you hear in cricket?
Yeah, it is, because it's not really politically correct.
It's not politically correct, because you're grouping a whole region of different countries.
You're West Indies. You're West Indian. No, I'm Jamaican. I'm from Barbados. No. You're West Indian, is what you are. That's what we call it.
You don't hear that phrase used anywhere other than cricket.
And they're only called West Indies because someone was trying to find India, got it wrong, but had too much of an ego to say, it's not India.
It's just the west
of India. Yeah. Yeah. Really? I don't think that's true.
We're just East American, aren't we? Yeah. We're just South Scottish. Yeah. We're just South Scottish. That's all we are.
100%.
Didn't get it wrong.
So round.
Let's do the sports round.
All right, let's go.
Which British Formula One driver has won more World Championship titles, has most race victories, most career points, and most pole positions of all time?
It'd have to be Lewis Hamilton now, wouldn't it?
I don't know a lot about F1, but this just seems to be the person who's got the most of everything.
Who's just the best?
Who's the best at F1?
Yeah. I feel the only two people that I think it would be him. Michael Schumacher was brilliant. I feel like it'd be him, you know.
It must be.
I'm sure it's him. Because he came into the game young. He was like one of the youngest drivers to make it into Formula One.
Well, this is a question I'm going to ask you, Joseph. I don't know a lot about F1, but I do know from my limited knowledge of football, talent and prestige and how prolific you are doesn't always correlate to
success.
For example, you look at someone like Dele Alli, very rich young man. However, fell off quite massively. Is Lewis?
He's on the comeback. No, he's at Coma now. He's doing all right.
What was he like? 31 now.
28.
He'd be 28. 20s, he's young. Yeah. Late 20s. He'd be.
But what I mean is like
rubbish. Dele Alli.
Sorry, he's
sitting here, Mr. No Football. Who is that Dele Alli kid?
Arsenal trying to pass it.
Dele Alli's falling off.
It's terrible. If we had no football knowledge,
Dele Alli's falling off.
Dele Alli. Let's talk about Denny then, shall we?
I feel bad because it's not often you have a real sort of going, yeah, no, I'm going to get more.
I mean, it's a good name to pull up, and I was like, really pleased that we
looked at like sort of like Tanguy Ndombele.
Go on! You've got
a lot of promise and then just does nothing.
Tanguy Ndombele. Oh, wow, that's a good one.
Right, so, secret is, I don't have a lot of football knowledge, but I do have quite a lot of specifically Tottenham knowledge. That's it, that's all I know. I said it to get the high five on the back from you two. I felt like a little dog wagging in my tail. Like, I said someone.
I'm going Lewis Hamilton.
Confident. Question two, what is the fruity nickname of Bournemouth Football Club? That is the cherries.
Nice and easy.
Lovely stuff. Joseph, you are smashing this round,
I'm
man.
I'm feeling it.
You really are.
This is the game that I needed to come into. Well, let's get the first one right first.
January 2024, Tiger Woods ended his partnership with which sportswear company after 27 years?
Nike.
Definitely?
It'd be Nike.
Sure.
He had a huge partnership with Nike.
You're not even taking a breath between the questions now.
I'm certain it's Nike.
Cherries. Nike. Yeah. Oh, no, next.
I'm so invested in this 15 at 15.
They dropped him, he came back.
I can't believe. Nike. Honestly, I'm not going to jinx it. It's just you walked in, you said, let's get. Shut the fuck up. Game by game.
You
all know what we're talking about.
It's not that he's recently signed with Nike.
Adidas because there's a massive Nike campaign. I remember he got dropped by Nike when he had the whole scandal.
Yeah. Question four. From which sport does the phrase ballpark figure come?
It's got to be baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah. Okay. People, they refer to the stadium or the thing as a ballpark, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Brilliant.
But I feel like I'm walking on a tightrope because it's going too well.
Wrong.
It's just the way that Joseph set this like line in the sand at the start. Like, by the way, you boys ever done full marks? You are tonight. Let's watch this.
That's the thing though, like we're doing so well so far, but it feels like if we get one question wrong, all the momentum's gone.
But do you know what? Let's just get a higher score.
Question five. Which cricketer?
It's your turn to shine, Jake. I said I could do cricket.
Which cricketer won his 100th cap in Test cricket for England in 2024?
Don't know.
Ben Stokes?
Don't know.
He's a classic name, isn't
Stokes
he?
Stokes is a name
I
that
mean,
I
I'd have thought he'd have done more. I thought he'd have had more.
Yeah. Oh, mate, you must know.
Oh man, terrific.
What are you doing, bro? This is your time to shine, brother.
Yeah, but I mean, like, knowing exactly how many matches someone's played feels like a little bit specific.
Just we're not wanting that to say a cricketer from 20, like a current English cricketer.
Who could it be in that region, in that team, do you reckon?
Zach Crawley is someone who was doing very well. Ben Stokes, maybe 100. Is it 100?
How many games do they play a year, England? Because they're a lot of games, actually.
Do you know what? They don't play that many. Maybe 100 is a lot to do. Maybe let's go Ben Stokes.
I think Ben Stokes.
Because how many can they play in a year? They must only play like...
I want to go Ben Stokes because he's the most recent name I've heard in the press. But I can't...
If it was him,
I'd say it'd be early 2024 that they would.
Let's do it.
Right, here we go. I don't want to look ahead, actually.
Let's go through the answers.
My tits are tingling, man.
Which British Formula One driver has won the most of everything? Who's the best? We said Lewis Hamilton is the best.
I'm sure
the answer is Lewis Hamilton.
Come on.
Joseph. massive charm.
Has to be Lewis.
This one we were a bit more confident on. What is the fruity nickname of Bournemouth Football Club?
We knew cherries.
It's for cherries.
Yeah, nice and easy.
Okay, all right.
Here we go, 2 for 2. Let's go. Through for through now.
In January 2024, Tiger Woods ended his partnership with which sportswear company?
I've just seen this little wry smile.
No, this is excitement. Don't read into it.
Amazing.
It's just excitement. Joseph, you were quick with Nike. It's Nike.
Come on!
Joseph!
Where did you pull that from?
Come on!
Brilliant knowledge.
Come on.
From which sport does the phrase ballpark figure come? What did we say?
Baseball.
Well, baseball, just because, yeah, you hate that phrase.
It is baseball.
It's baseball!
Come on.
Oh my God!
I've not seen the final thing, so...
So, just before we do this, if we don't get full marks,
yeah,
look, no one knows what the future holds. One thing I can tell you though,
yeah,
we talk about this thing called the 5 out of 5 club, which is like, you know, amazing. If a guest comes on, the three of us can get 5 out of 5 in a round. One thing I can tell you that will happen if this question's right, we've never had a double 5 out of 5. We've never had two, because there's always 3 rounds in the thing. Always 3 rounds in the thing. We've never had 2 rounds we've got 5 out of 5. Yeah, so that already,
and we always say double figures is pretty good.
Already puts you in a 15.
Okay. League of your own.
I'm so hoping we get it, because then what a one hell of a final round we're in for.
Oh my god.
Which cricketer won his 100th cap in Test cricket for England in 2024?
Come on, Benjamin.
We said Ben Stokes. It's one of the few we could name. You named Zach.
I thought Zach Crawley in my mind for some reason, but he's got to be too young for that.
We went with Ben Stokes based off of the fact we thought, hang on, maybe they don't play that many every year.
Of course, could be.
The answer is Ben Stokes. Hey!
Here
we go.
Come here.
Here we go. Oh my God. Joseph Charm, the first person to join a team and get 2 5 out of 5 rounds. I'm absolutely beside myself.
This final round is going to be
incredible.
We normally would be like, Joseph, let's take a break from the quizzing now and chat about you. But if I want to fucking do the quiz,
I want to take a break, because I do want to learn more about you, because we've
both followed each other for a long time, and I know that you and Liam follow each other. However, we've not met before.
Yeah.
You are a very talented comedian. What was the journey into comedy for you, mate?
I've always kind of had this thing about wanting to make people laugh, man. Genuinely, like, I come from, I would say I'm not the kind of stereotypical comedian that's miserable and just like tells jokes and it's like this brilliant
play on afterwards.
Yeah, like that kind of energy. Like, I've always come from a place where it's like I've just wanted to bring joy into people's lives in some capacity. As earliest memories, my mum telling me when I'm in a buggy, like trying to make people laugh, like
really
genuinely she said, like, and this story's always stuck with me, like just on a bus in a buggy as a baby trying to actively make strangers laugh through facial
expressions. Goo goo gaga,
little break. Goo goo gaga. You know what I mean?
Just a bit of observational stuff on the bus.
Yeah, just light work. So
dummies, what's all that about?
Am I right?
Formula, who'd have it?
What are we doing next?
What are you going to get a booby around here? Yeah. Breastfeed?
Yeah, exactly.
Breastfeed? Garlic milk. That's when you...
Anyway, so genuinely, like, it's always like just been a part of my being to just want to laugh, innit?
This sort of drive to want to do comedy, how did it sort of manifest itself?
It come to life? So after that, obviously, I always wanted to do it. Everybody told me to do it. Go get on stage. And then, like, bottom line is I was too scared to do it.
Yeah.
I was too scared. Right. It's like one of the scariest things you could do, right?
Mm.
And then I had my son, under challenging circumstances with it was a complicated birth.
However, was that recently
he's now 5.
Okay.
But when I had him, I remember looking at my wife and I was just like, oh, it's got to be now then, hasn't it? Like, I've got to go for it. I've got to try and like just give it a shot. And like, it is what it is. If something comes from it, great. If nothing comes from it, great. Like, at least I could say to him, do the thing that you're most afraid of, like,
because I've got
evidence now. And that was the thing that I wanted to be able to say to my kids now.
And that was a light switch moment from seeing your son being born. Wow.
And that was very much,
so you really
like,
trace it back to that
moment, you know, where it was just moment, like, yeah, I'm got to do it. And then I remember, are you aware of Kojo the comedian, Kojo Annan?
Yeah,
he's a really
yeah.
really big UK comedian, pioneer in the black community comedy circuit and UK comedy circuit in general. And he, I met him on a train one day. When I met him and I was just asking questions, I was like, look, I'd love to get into it. And then he was just like, yeah, like we'll talk, we exchange details. And then it would have been, COVID happened, and then just as it opened up, he had Kojo's Comedy Funhouse, which is where he showcases some of the newer comedians, but also some seasoned comedians in the industry.
But what charm or talent must you have displayed then? Because like someone like him must have people coming up to him all the time saying like, I want to get into this, I want to get into this. To then put you on the bill, that's another level.
But I think it was probably because of the sheer audacity of speaking to him. I just shot my shot. He was just like, yeah, okay, cool. I've got it. And you've got 5 minutes. Here's me thinking I'm going to do it to like 50 people, 30, 40, 50 people or whatever. I walk into a room at a backyard comedy club and there's like 350 people there.
Wow.
And so I was like, all right, if it's going to happen, it's got to be like this, isn't it? And man, I shelled it up. I left that stage. It was definitely messy when I look back at it, but I got laughs, like the proper laughs, you know. And I remember walking off the stage feeling like I'm like Dave Chappelle. I'm him. I'm that guy. I am that guy.
And that was your first gig.
And that was my first gig, wow. Which is always like
350 people. Oh my god.
Because then you bomb later and realize why am I doing this to myself? But that first time and then like that feeling that I got, I was just like, yeah, like I love this. I'm still a baby in comedy. I've only done now, I would say, in total actual stand-up comedy, 11 shows.
But you're also prolific online as well. I mean, where can people see you on Instagram? What's your handle?
So at the J Charm, or just like type in Joseph Charm on Instagram. That was the big thing for me. So I quit May. It would have been September. End of September, I started doing consistently comedy content, and then from between then and now we're almost at 100,000 followers from 1,500 on Instagram, 40 on TikTok.
What was the time between getting to sort of 1,000 to 100,000?
That was, so that'll be 6 months.
Oh my god,
six months.
Incredible.
Yeah, for me, more than anything, I'm just trying to spread joy in the only way I know how, and that's through laughter.
Fucking hell, what way to be.
Like, genuinely, I swear to you, it could be through acting, it could be through comedy, it could be through just pure content, it could just be through podcasting, whatever, any opportunity I can put a smile on someone's face, I swear to you, it's a drug to me.
Well, look, you put a massive smile on our face, and we want to use both of our followers and listeners to this podcast to help put a smile on yours. Because if you are listening and you got a telly, we want you to watch Joseph going through a very, very unique situation at the moment. He is on Britain's Got Talent.
I am.
Yeah. And he's going to be in the semi-finals. Yeah. First of all, tell us about this whole journey, and also tell us about what's next, because we want everyone to vote for you.
Yeah.
If our small pocket of listeners that we love dearly could help, we'd love that. So
I mean, everything's still TBC. They've said that I'm going to do it, so I'm ready for it, you know. And you know, I think the most exciting thing about Britain's Got Talent is, again, the same thing, like, it's the people part for me, man.
Yeah.
I want, there's so much to be depressed about in the UK.
The
weather sucks, cost of living's a madness, like, childcare is chaos, like, everything. I just want to put a smile on someone's face. So even if you don't vote for me, I genuinely am not even moved by that. I'm more moved by you just enjoying it. So if you just laugh, then happy days for me.
Oh, mate.
What a refreshing outlook.
Such a refreshing outlook.
In a sort of industry that sometimes can be so bogged down by just numbers. You talk to people, we're talking about numbers. And it's great to actually just hear someone talk about what's at the crux of it, which is just making people laugh.
What's the point of doing it?
Yeah, like just people lose sight of that and can't see the wood through the trees sometimes.
100%.
And I think, it's really great to remind yourself that it is just, it's making people laugh. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, and we're gonna honestly.
You guys do the same, and you know the feeling. And I think comics notoriously we're quite bad at articulating that part of it.
Mm.
Like just generally, like we do this because one, sometimes it's the only thing we know how to do really well, and it's like actually making people laugh is a gift, bro. It's such a gift to put to make someone laugh.
Well, I think we're going to meet up and watch you. We'll come around mine. We'll watch him on BGT.
Absolutely.
Coming
out live.
That'd be amazing. Yeah,
100%. We'll get voting, but we want you too as well, guys, if you are listening. Joseph Charm. And again, your
Instagram.
He's charmed
you like he's charmed us. You will want to vote for Joseph.
Again, Joseph, your Instagram and TikTok, mate.
So Instagram and TikTok, the J Charm, THEJNNCHARM, spelt like the bracelet. And yeah, happy days.
Now, added to his long list of talents and accomplishments is this wild situation we're now in, which is that it could be the first quiz that we get 15 out of 15.
I've never been so invested in one of our quizzes. I've never been so invested in one of the quizzes in that it's the fate of it all. The fact you sat out from coming on, you've only guessed who's ever said, who's ever got full marks? Has anyone ever got full marks?
Only guess who cared to ask.
Yeah. So,
where it matters.
We have never been in this position before.
Yeah.
Where we've had 2 5-out-of-5s.
I think we need a team talk. Give it to us.
Most importantly, we do need a team talk, don't we?
Yeah, come on, it's final round. Talk to us.
Boys?
Yep.
It's been an incredible journey.
Uh-huh.
We've put blood, sweat and tears into this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've come through a lot.
Yeah.
From Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
To Ben Stokes.
Oh, yeah, good times.
From chairs.
Yeah.
To potholes.
Pina coladas.
Forget that. That's funny. Yeah. That was my favourite bit. That was really good. You're not going to guess what I was talking about. Oh, what? The lyrics.
To make you love at midnight.
And we're now in Istanbul.
Yeah. This is it.
That's a football reference. It's not.
Yeah.
It's
not racist, don't worry.
And we are now at our destination.
Okay. Let's go. Come on, boys.
Mark from Essex.
Yeah.
He has dealt us the music round.
Come on, Mark.
How are you feeling about that?
Well, it depends what the music is.
If it's pina colada, we're feeling pretty good.
Imagine if there was a question about that song. That would make me genuinely believe in my higher power.
I'm not a religious man, but that was
my goodness, man.
Yeah. That's gonna be it.
Question one, here we go. 5 out of 5 here. What are we gonna do if we get full?
Don't overthink it. Let's just do the job. Let's do our job.
You're right.
And then it will handle itself.
Yeah, so right.
I'm getting off with both of you.
Question one. Not again. Question one. What season?
I'm giving Joseph another child tonight. Yeah.
It's not how it works.
Question number one. What season did Noah Kahan take to the top of the charts in 2024?
Stick season.
Yeah.
Alcohol with mouth on fire sailing. I got
what? Love your mum, but it's the season of the sticks.
Wow. Yeah, lovely. Okay, well, sticks. Well done, we're happy.
Stick season.
My God, we're 4 questions away.
Jake, don't think about it. This is game by game, question by question.
Yeah, you're right. What's next?
So this is a football man. Question two. Which of the original 5 Spice Girls was the oldest?
Why is it original 5 as if there were like new ones that joined? There wasn't like a Harissa Spice that joined later on.
You don't need 5 Spice, does he?
5 Spice.
This is trickier. Mel B or Jerry? I think Ginger or Scary for me.
Now this is a bit of a guess, isn't it?
I think it's Ginger or Scary.
Shit.
Let's come back to it.
Let's come back to it.
I think it'll add to the tension, to be honest with you.
How many strings, question 3, how many strings might there be on a ukulele?
4.
Oh, I was going to say 3, but I trust you.
4.
It's 4.
Definitely 4.
Brilliant. Question 4. Which American singer's grave at the Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris has been vandalised so often that a permanent guard now stands nearby? But I feel like I've heard this.
I remember going to a famous cemetery in Paris, and I wonder if it was Jim Davidson from The Doors. I just think that there might, or was it Kurt Cobain or some like sort of singer who died tragically?
But then why would they vandalise Kurt Cobain?
Why would they vandalise Kurt Cobain?
That's so true. I feel like I've heard this fact and I just can't remember who it was.
Who would have died in Paris? And that Joseph, that's such a good point. Why would they want to vandalise? You're not going to vandalise
someone.
That's
the thing. I don't think it's like...
Because...
This might be wrong, but I have a feeling it's not like abusive vandalism of like, we hate this person. I think it's like
the Scottish cone.
There's a reason why. Yeah. It's just students.
Yeah.
It's just near a uni. I feel like there's a reason why that's I don't know, like a bit of a homage to them almost.
It's so annoying because I can see this whole dream of like a 15 out of 15 slipping away from us right now. It's just
Don't focus on that. Just take it question by question.
Come on, James. Stay with us.
Sorry, guys. So let's. Should we go by genre? Actually, that might help. Actually,
yeah.
So rock and roll in the old sense would be like, is Chuck Berry there? No. Is B.B. King there? No. Is Elvis there? No.
Kurt Cobain.
And then like grunge and like that, like harder rock. Is Kurt Cobain there? No. Jim Davidson? Jim Morrison? Jim Morrison from Doors?
You've come back to this. I've said his name a couple of times. I'm not too familiar with the Doors.
Because I just remember the Doors. They did "Come On Baby, Light My Fire." I just think that they I just remember being in Paris. And
so you've seen a gravestone of the Doors.
Of Jim Morrison from the Doors
in Paris.
Yeah,
I mean that feels like.
But the thing is, like they're not a very like big band.
No, that's what I mean.
No, like a, but, like it's, a 60s but it's band. Not,
it doesn't say famous. It says American singer though.
I would go Jim Morrison. I think earlier.
I'll be a bit annoyed if they're not famous.
I think the problem is earlier.
I'd be a bit like.
Yeah, is it Jim Morrison? I accidentally said Jim Davidson, the sort of slightly racist comedian from the 70s.
Yeah.
It's not him. It's Jim. I think it's Jim Morrison.
Okay, let's go with it. We trust you, man.
Yeah, no, let's go for it. Let's go for it.
Brilliant. Amazing. Question 5. At the 2024 Emmy Awards, which veteran English singer was a winner? Finally giving him EGOT status. What does EGOT stand for?
EGOT's a very interesting
Golden
term.
Globe, yes, Oscar.
Exactly. EGOT is Emmy for TV, yeah. Grammy for music, Oscar for film,
okay.
And Tony for theatre.
Wow.
So you've got
veteran,
all these
wins. Which veteran English singer was a winner? Finally giving him...
Yeah. I think I know the answer.
Go on.
So recently, I worked on a show.
Amazing.
So I work outside of this. I'm a TV producer, and I worked on a thing called The Brits, The Warm Up. My boss, who's a very accomplished producer, I remember her telling me. She said, "You might not know this, but I made Elton John an EGOT."
I was just about to say Elton John.
And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, because I'm a TV producer, and I produced a documentary, and that gave him an Emmy." So I think surely if we're looking for an English singer who's recently become an EGOT because of an Emmy, the dots
it would have
joined.
To be, it'd have to be.
English
and
singer.
I was genuinely going to say Elton John.
And Joseph was going to say Elton John. He's our good luck charm.
We've got one more to answer.
So in a way,
I feel we're quite confident. Well,
we've got
close.
One more. We've got the Spice Girl one, which is the 50-50 one.
Which we believe is between Mel B, Scary Spice, and...
Something in my gut is saying Baby Spice, you know.
This is tough because actually, I think there's actually quite a lot of confidence on all of the other questions now. So this is like, we're one question away,
I think,
from the thing I shouldn't meant to say.
Yeah, I think it's Mel B. I think I've heard this.
I think Mel B would have said, "I'm the oldest." I would have heard her saying it when I'm talking about Scottish accent.
Yeah, you've heard her saying that?
I feel like I would have said it.
Yeah, just let's not be hasty because this is big.
I've always thought that Jerry was the leader.
No way.
Jerry was the leader.
No, she wasn't. Jerry.
Jerry was the leader.
Ginger Spice.
Yeah, man.
She was definitely not the leader. Was she?
She was the leader.
She was the most controversial. She wasn't the leader.
She thought she was the leader.
I would have said.
I wonder.
Mel B was the scary. Mel B. Scary Spice was the leader, man.
I think. Jerry
I'll tell
was
you the what leader. I want. What I really, really want. She was like opening.
Yeah, but Jerry did a lot of that. The main.
Actually, I think it's Mel C.
Mel C, Sporty Spice, screams at mid-table. She screams in middle of the road. She screams middle chart. She's Aston Villa.
I'm trying to speak to you, boys, in terms
that you'll understand. We've talked a lot about guts. We've talked a lot about heart. I'm going to go around the circle now and just say, like, look, let's just say, genuinely, don't be influenced by anyone else. Just say what is in your heart. I'll tell you what,
me and my girlfriend do a thing when we pick the lottery numbers. And we go, clear your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then just chuck out what number comes to you.
Cool.
What tells you that in your heart, and I think we should do that with this.
Okay.
So, Jake, starting with you. Clear your mind. Please clear your mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to count down 3 to 1. I just want you to just say what your gut is telling you. 3, 2, 1.
Jerry Halliwell is the eldest Spice Girl. Okay.
Joseph, I want you to do the same. Ready? Clear your mind. Empty mind. Empty mind. No biases, okay? 3, 2, 1.
Mel C.
Shit.
Liam, after you, mate.
This makes life so much difficult.
3, 2, 1.
Mel B. That's not helped us, has it?
It's not
helped us. Absolute gridlock,
isn't
it?
Who are the two who we
should have? We just go for Posh Spice?
Yeah.
See, it's the old things.
Yeah, it up a little bit.
Jake, you seem the strongest on your opinion.
You're like...
you know what it is? I just really strongly remember seeing a documentary about Spice Girls and like... I just remember there being something about Jerry, like she left the Spice Girls first, right?
Yeah.
And I just remember there being something about like the other girls saying like, yeah, she thought she was above it and better than it because she was like that bit much older and just wanted to go out on her own. Mm. And it is a faint memory. Yeah.
Okay.
But do you know what's confusing?
We'll go.
Are you sure?
We'll
are you sure?
Let's go. If you overthink it anymore, then we go.
Okay.
Question number one.
Why and then go to 3, 4, 5.
What did he say? I'm so invested. I've got butterflies.
Question one. What season did Noah Kahan take to the top of the charts in 2024? We knew that it was stick season. So what do we want now? Question three.
Yeah. So now that's question three. We don't know anything else. Okay. Question three.
How many strings might there be on a ukulele? Four.
Yeah.
That's fine. Which American singer's grave at the Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris has been vandalised so often that a permanent guard now stands nearby?
All I had to go on, right, was just seeing an American singer's grave in the cemetery they're talking about. All I had to go on was when I had this spray paint and I vandalised a grave that was of an American singer in a graveyard in Paris. Other than that, I don't know. But nah, it's got to be Jim Morrison.
Come on.
It is Jim Morrison.
Come on, there we go! We're two away from podcast history.
At the 2024 Emmy Awards, which veteran English singer was a winner.
We know
finally.
It is. It's Elton John. Come on, we just got to get to the Spice Girls.
It's Elton John. Now,
my life, I have felt that Dev Patel had taken roles away from me. But right then, I felt like him in Some Little Millionaire being like, well, I had this boss who then did the thing with Elton John, and now, oh my God. And it was all just like linking together.
Isn't this just, what an episode this has been in, just terms of, just the it's like the stars have aligned. Do you know what also makes this impressive is that it's not been an easy quiz.
It's not been an easy quiz.
Every round, there's been two or three questions where we've gone, that's just been a punt.
Yeah.
And it's landed.
Currently, out of 15, we are on 14 points. The final question comes down to
who is the oldest
Spice Girl?
Final game of the season.
And what's amazing is that all three of us had a different person. You guys very kindly put your faith in Jerry Halliwell. We had to go with Ginger Spice, aka Jerry Halliwell. Liam, you have the final answer in an envelope that's been carefully crafted by Connor, the producer, who
Connor's
more than anyone,
side to side, he's
more than anyone,
well.
respects the process of this quiz and is actually rocking like he might lose his sanity. Liam, what's the situation?
The eldest Spice Girl is.
Boys. I feel like I'm taking penalties at fucking Champions League final.
I can't look.
The eldest Spice Girl is. That's a bit of preparation for BGT for you here, Joseph. The oldest Spice Girl is, for a full house, for a never been done before, on the date of...
You're not Dermot.
I am. For on the 4th of the 5th, the year that Arsenal won the Invincible season, we've got Arsenal fan Joseph Charm here, who is pledged from the start. He wants an Invincible season that has never been done before. In fact, we've never got close. For this momentous moment, the eldest Spice Girl is... Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yes! Joseph! My God!
Oh my God! 100%!
Joseph, what have you done? Oh my God!
Come on, 100%!
For the first time on the history of the Pub Quiz Pub, we've got 15 out of 15.
But it's bigger than that.
It's so much bigger than that. A man can walk in to a pub in Deptford from Milton Keynes and say, oi, have anyone got 15 out of 15 on this? We say no. He says, you will today. And it just... Yeah. Happens. Joseph Charm. Round of applause for Joseph Charm, everybody.
I mean, what can I say? I mean, all credit to the lads. Jake, Jake came in clutch for us at that last minute, and it's just a tough game. We felt comfortable throughout the season, like the challenges. We had a couple of hurdles in each stage of the competition, but you just got to keep your head down and we keep going. You know.
Do you think really BGT can beat this?
I just don't know, to be honest with you. I was locked in, like my heart.
Mate,
I was
amazing.
Like, God, I was like, I was relying on a big man upstairs. I was like, this, yeah. I said this. And then what made it even better is Jake said, if we do this, I may start having to believe in a higher power.
I believe in that. I believe you converted me.
And there we go. We did it, boys. Mate, come on.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Joseph, you've been one of the most amazing guests, not only that we've had, but that I could have imagined that we could have.
Yeah.
You really have been amazing. Yeah. Have you enjoyed yourself on the Pub Quiz Pod?
No, genuinely, man. It was really lovely. I had fun.
Before we finish, we have a few areas of criteria that we like to measure the quiz on. It's up to our guests to do it. Liam, what have we got?
First up, the playability of Mark's quiz.
Nah, playability, 100%, I'd say I'd give that a solid 8. Yeah. I think there were some good questions in there that were easy enough for people to latch onto. Mm-hmm. Someone should know it. But then there were also one or two that were on that fence where it's like, oh, it could be this or it could be that. And I think it was a good balance.
It was a very good quiz.
It was a really good quiz. Like, Mark, another one in, mate.
Please
it's really
do.
Nice.
Please do.
Isn't it funny that the one that we get 15 out of 15, we're like, that was very good. Send that in again.
The second bit of criteria is just the range of questions that Mark provided to us. Again,
good range of questions. Again, solid 9, I'd say.
And then finally, taking into account the entire experience from the moment you arrived at this pub, how your hosts have been, how the producer's been, how your drink has been, just an all-round experience of a podcast, out of 10 for good vibes.
No, 100%, it's got to be a 3 out of 10.
And that's why we love him. It's Joseph Charm, everybody. I think probably a lot of people's favourite guest.
Thank you again to our quizmaster, Mark, from the Phoenix in Raynham in Essex, who does this quiz every other Tuesday. Remember, if it's not there this Tuesday, it'll be next Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Yep, go check it out. But for now, Joseph Charm, everybody.